B-Pod Studios.
From Concord to Hickory, it's the Mini Roy and Lorraine Morning Show and all the hits. Kiss 95.1.
I don't like it. I don't like it. It's National Vegetarian Day.
Now, I just want everyone to visualize how dramatic my boy Roy is.
Oh, God.
He has his shirt pulled up over his nose, and he said that his nose is being assaulted by this fragrance.
It is. It just smells so disgusting.
It is National Vegetarian Day. And by the way, Roy and I are having reaction to this vegetarian meal because we've never eaten vegetarian before. We've never eaten tofu.
Because it smells different than your McDonald's burger. That's why you're yakking.
Well, I don't need a ton of it. Wendy's is my go-to burger spot. Now, let me ask you this. Is the tofu supposed to be the substitution for meat?
Yes.
In other words, if you get a vegetarian burger, you're going to get
protein.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of vegetables. You got tofu. You can cook tempeh. There's a lot of
turkey. You can get a turkey burger.
What's tempeh?
Tempeh is actually like healthier than tofu. Tofu is soy, which you're supposed to moderate your soy.
This is it. The tofu is on my fork.
Now, I seasoned that. Like, let me just say that anytime I cook tofu for people, I cook it that way, and they love it. You can also use tofu as like a hibachi substitute.
I see peas and onions, which is
yeah,
nice.
There's vegetables.
Get a nice big scoop if you're going to try it. Try the whole dish.
It is National Vegetarian Day.
Roy, you going in?
Roy's taking his first bite. You go first, bud, and then I'll follow you.
Yeah. Likely story.
Like, I mean, are you nervous to eat the tofu because of the taste?
Well, you know, I like miso soup, and they put tofu in that.
Yeah, but I leave the tofu.
Right, I'm going to try it.
All right, Roy's first bite.
If you don't like it, it's got to be a texture thing for you.
Imagine if this is the moment he turns vegetarian. We all get to witness it.
The tofu is soft.
Mm-hmm. What's the texture like?
Well, it disintegrates.
Yeah. But that's not fair. You ate it with a bunch of other things.
Oh, okay.
I'm going in just tofu. By the way, this is in no way to make fun of any vegetarians. I'm glad that you guys eat vegetarian and vegan.
Well,
you're healthy.
Two that like it. And
I'm literally afraid. My tongue is watering
at
rejection.
It.
Shush, you.
I was too afraid to eat it, by the way.
It's like a fish, and I don't like fish.
What do you mean it's like a fish?
There's nothing fishy about it.
Okay, now we've got the dramatics. Here we go. Yep, we had to do this for radio. Yep.
Well, I don't like the texture.
All right, radio guy.
It is a weird texture.
That's not dramatic.
I knew if they didn't like it, it would be the texture, not the flavor.
The flavor actually tastes good, although it smells awful. I mean, how'd you fix the broccoli? Because it looks like it's been burned.
Even the rice.
I like my broccoli a little in the oven a little longer.
Is it real rice or is it cauliflowered rice?
No, that's real rice.
Oh, you should have done cauliflower rice for them.
All right, you get down with a bite of tofu, Lorraine.
I will.
Here.
Oh, man.
I'm giving her my fork with the tofu. Oh. World Vegetarian Day. Yeah.
That's good tofu.
No.
Yeah.
You ate it, no problem.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Give me yours. I'm going to eat yours.
You know what? No offense.
You know what?
I appreciate it. It's just I can't with the texture, and it was too much, and I don't like fish like
that. What have you had to eat in the last 24 hours?
Wings. We had a HelloFresh last night. We had like a steak something, and no wings. And I had a ham sandwich yesterday.
Oh, Jesus.
It's so interesting.
Ham steak.
Like, I bite into the tofu, and it disappears. I don't know. Like when I ate it with the rice, it's like I was tasting more rice than tofu.
Yeah.
Tofu has, like, no taste to me.
See, you could do it.
I could. I think what
did you try just a bite of tofu?
Yeah, I did. Okay. And I think what freaks me out more is the broccoli.
Yeah.
Because it looks weird.
My mom made me fish. Like, my mom used to make, like, breaded fish back in the day, and the tofu kind of reminded me of that texture and thickness, so that's why I had the rejection taste.
Interesting.
But, yeah, all right.
Had nothing to do with your dramatics, your dramatic self.
Oh, how do I get this off my tongue?
We can go to Dunkin' and get some unhealthy food.
Yeah.
Get some donuts.
You want me to order Chick-fil-A for you guys?
Would you please?
From Denver to Matthews, it's the Mini Roy and Lorraine Morning Show and all the hits. Kiss 95.1.
You have to match the song on our iTunes with the cast member of the Mini Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
We each send producer Nicole two songs, Yasmin and Concord. Caller number 9, good morning.
Good morning.
You got any weird songs on your iTunes account, Yasmin?
I wouldn't say weird. I mean, I listen to everything, so.
Yeah,
I
same mean, here.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to give you a song. You guess, is it Mani, Roy, or Loren? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Oh. I don't know who this is. Oh, now I do.
I'm going to say, Roy.
Oh, this one's so easy, too.
Loren.
What?
It's definitely me. I'm obsessed with J-Lo.
Oh, darn.
I'm sorry.
All right. That's a wrong answer, so nothing on the board yet. Let's go with this song here. Whose song is this, Yasmin, in Concord? Is it Mani, Roy, or Loren?
Okay.
This is a Steve Winwood song.
I feel like this could be a trick.
All right. Okay.
Who is the... Who loves that song?
Mani, Roy, or Loren? Mani.
Yeah, see, this is a hard game. Yeah. That's not me.
Who is it even singing? I don't even know this song.
So it's Whitney Houston. That was also mine, by the way.
Whitney Houston's dead.
I know, but she covered that song while she was alive, and then Kygo took it and remixed it.
Oh, that was a Steve Winwood song, Higher Love. All right.
Wow.
Here we go. Mani,
that was a good guess, though, with Mani.
Mani or Roy, because Loren's out. We got her two songs. So now it's it's between the two of us. See if you can get one right.
Oh, this is easy.
This one's Mani.
Yeah. Mani all over, man.
This is Yumi Zuma in camera. All right, you got one right. There you go. Congratulations.
Yay.
All right, let's see how you do. Get one more. Ooh, good drum beat.
I know,
that is
right?
A good drum beat.
I like want to dance.
I'm not even sure what song this is yet.
This one. Okay.
You got a 50-50 shot. Mani or Roy?
Any lyrics in this song?
No. Like, when is it going to start?
I don't know.
It's Roy.
Yeah, that is me. I love the drums in it. I love the drums.
That's awesome. What song is this, bud?
It's Bang Your Drum. The chorus is pretty dope.
Okay. We'll be the judge of that.
Well, that's not the chorus, but...
You want to finish out, Loren?
Sure.
All right, Roy or Mani?
That's a cool style.
Yeah.
I hear people talking in the background, which cracks me up.
I'm going to say this is Mani.
It is. Maggie Rogers.
You know, I knew it had that, like, kind of sound, and I feel like your wife introduced you to the song.
She did.
Look at me.
Maggie Rogers, she played this song. She went to, like, NYU, I think, and she played this song for Pharrell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think
and he came in, and, like, the look on his face when they played it for the first time, he was like, OMG, we got something here.
You're a star.
And then the last one.
Oh, Roy, really?
What? You know this?
Yeah.
It's a good song.
I know this is going to be unpopular, but I think this is my least favorite country song of all time.
Well, I'm glad it's not on your iTunes.
And I like her. I just don't like the song.
Kizzy Musgraves is amazing.
I know she is, but I don't like this song.
Man. It's hard to breathe when I went to one of her concerts sitting out in the field just listening to this.
Yeah. You like this one, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Beautiful.
This would be tough, though, on Loren's iTunes because she, you know,
like ZDM?
Likes fast stuff. So if this came up, she'd be like, skip, next.
This is a downer to me.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need downers, Loren. Don't you just want to cry?
No, I don't.
Don't you
want
to feel emotion? Need a song to cry to, bud.
You just got
to
feel emotion.
She's going to cry without a song. Wake up. The Mani, Roy, and Loren Show.
Show. You need to wake up.
It's 95.1. We love doing these unfriended and helping people find out why they've been unfriended on social media. John's on the phone. And John, you want to know why your buddy Rob unfriended you? What's going on?
Just come out of the blue. I felt like for some reason it would be a little easier this way. I'm just curious why he doesn't want to be friends with me on Facebook anymore. It doesn't make any sense.
Are you too political?
I'm political, but I don't like think badly about anyone's politics if they feel the other way. I like to share things, memes and videos and things, but it's I'd say it's all like all encompassing.
How long have you and Rob been friends?
Oh man, we since college. We're college buddies, and I know things like life happens, and you know you get married, you have kids, things like that, and it's just like you start to drift apart a bit. But that's the thing I love about Facebook is like, you know, it can keep us all connected.
Yeah,
and I don't know why he doesn't want to connect with me anymore.
All right, well, producer Nicole is on the phone with Rob.
All right. Okay. Let's bring him on. Rob, this is the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Rob, hey, we have your friend John on the phone.
He wants to ask you something.
Hey, okay. Rob, you there?
Yo.
Hey, what's up, man? I know you unfriended me on Facebook, and I want to know why you did that, dude.
This is a segment called Unfriended. Rob, it's where we just try to help piece together what went wrong.
Personally, for me, I'm trying to just steer away from any sort of negativity. And I don't know. I know you and me go back. And, you know, I figured that wouldn't change. I'm trying to kind of cut that stuff out of my
own
life, you know.
I get that.
And you kind of, I don't know, on Facebook, you kind of are like a bully.
Whoa.
I could take it. I'm trying to stay away from that type of stuff, you know.
Wait, what do you mean, dude? How am I being a bully? Give me like a specific time I was a bully to you.
Man, you're like a different person on Facebook, dude. Remember when someone was talking about the Panthers? And this was like one of the last things I saw. And you started to like make fun of his family and stuff. Oh. You were like, well, at least I don't have an ugly wife. Kind of took it to like an 11 when it was just like a team thing.
Yeah, but I mean, that was like kind of a joke. But also like, dude, that's my passion. If you're going to come at my team,
yeah, I get
I'm going to come at you. That is a Saints fan anyway. But dude, like... What you say on Facebook isn't what I'm really going to do in real life, man.
Like, yeah, that's the problem with social media right there, though, John.
You can't just say whatever you want. There's consequences to what you say.
And nobody knows that you're, you know, if that's really your intention or not.
Yeah, I mean, you're a Facebook bully. You're a Facebook bully.
Yeah, but I'm not going to, like, go out and, like, just like to get loud, you know? It's like an outlet for me.
Well, Rob's not down with that, and that gives Rob the right to unfriend you, dude.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, you know?
You know, maybe I'll lay off the stuff that you post. But, you know, that's like the way we stay connected, dude. That sucks.
I mean, like, you know, it's like you said, Facebook's not real. If we're not friends on Facebook, doesn't mean we're not friends in real life.
Well, let's do this. Because we've identified the problem, Roy and Loren and Rob. Let's do this. Rob, as a friend, do you consider John a friend?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you and your friends get together with John? John, are you married?
Yeah.
All right. Get with your wife. Get together. All of you get together and maybe work out some anger issues here, dude. Because it seems like deep down inside these guys like you, but if we just hang up, you guys, right now, that doesn't help anybody. John, still, you need to get rid of your anger issues, bud.
Yeah, that's true.
And I know you're a fan of the MRL show. That's why we're telling you this. Like, if you listen to us, you're part of the MRL show fam, and that's where we want you to get help, man.
I mean, I'll
totally
go on record
you.
And say that,
I do. I
that John's a good dude in life. I mean, he's helped me out before, but online.
Yeah, so
kinda,
Rob, just instead of him having this, I guess, uncomfortable conversation that we're now having, he was just like, maybe I'll just unfriend him. We'll still hang out. Right. It's no big deal.
I just don't want to be associated online.
Yeah.
And maybe John, drop off Facebook and drop off social media for a little while and see if your mood changes. Would you do that?
I know. I feel like, you know, I used to box, and that was like a great outlet. And, you know, since I had the kids, it's just like I don't have the time for that anymore.
Okay.
So I feel like this is my way of, like, boxing, like letting out some steam.
But find another outlet, dude. Get a punching bag. Seriously. Come up here and punch Roy and I.
No. I'm good.
Man, yeah, I don't want you to get the wrong impression. John, I'll call you right after this.
All right. There you go.
All right, man.
All right, buddy. Work on it, okay?
I look forward to it.
All right, dudes.
Thanks, guys.
From Salisbury to Lincolnton, it's the number one morning show on your radio. It's the Mean Roy and Lorraine Morning Show and all the hits. Kiss 95.1
is called the 60-Second Chit Chat. We get a topic, we get a call a specific place and try to keep them on the phone for 60 seconds. Today's topic, calling truck stops and telling them, hey, we're trying to raid Area 51. Are you in?
All right, Lorraine, let's see if you can make 60 seconds in our 60-second chit chat.
Good morning.
Hey, you going to crash the gates with us?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you going to crash the gates with us?
Crash the gates?
Yeah, we're going to Area 51. There's like 1.3 million people going. I mean, they can't arrest us all if we storm through the gates of Area 51.
Sure.
Yeah, you want to go? Sure. I can probably swing by and pick you up.
Okay.
All right, so mid-September, you think?
Yeah.
About what time?
I don't know. You tell me.
How's noon?
Okay.
I mean, do you believe in aliens? Do you think we're going to find something when we get in there?
Oh, yeah.
What happens if they get out, though? That's my real question.
I don't know. We'll deal with all that when it happens.
You want to keep one?
I would like to keep one.
I think I would, too.
I would like to keep one.
Yeah. All right, you're in. Cool. All right, I'll see you mid-September.
Okay. All right.
All right, thanks,
Bye.
Ann.
Bye.
I think she's going to be disappointed in September when you don't show up.
I don't know. I think she's just humoring the crazy, but...
Yeah, I like that she just goes, yeah, noon. Oh, I'll be ready. One day in noon in September, I'll be waiting outside for you.
Boy, man. Yeah.
A minute seven, Lorraine. Congratulations.
Wow,
you're on the
thank
board.
Thank you. I'm never on the board.
How's our buddy Roy do? He's usually pretty good. He's got the Southern charm going, right, Lorraine?
I think I've only ever lost once, so...
All right. Good morning. Can I help you?
Good morning. Do you hear that? That's the sound of the revolution as we are going to take on Area 51. Are you in?
Hello.
Hi, we want to storm the gates of Area 51. You want to join us? Come on.
Have fun without me.
Well, why not? There's 1.3 million people in our Facebook group. We're going to convoy it up to the main gates, bust right through. They can't arrest us all.
Yes, sir, you're funny. Have a good day. I'm at work, though. But y'all have fun with the Area 51 stuff.
We'll swing by in September, pick you up.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What the hell is wrong with you? All
right. So, Roy, you didn't get 60 seconds.
Oh, man.
But Roy picks up. But Roy picks up this gem at the very end. I'm going to amplify it a little bit because she thinks she hung up the phone. And as we just heard, she didn't. So, listen to this.
What the hell is wrong with you? Area 51. You want to come conquer the world. It's like a whole life, my friend. We'll swing by in September to pick
the...
Okay.
Talking about you, bud. They didn't know the phone wasn't up.
I love that. All right, let's try you. This is Manny for the 60-second chit-chat. Can he keep someone on at a truck stop on for more than 60 seconds, telling them, let's go storm Area 51?
Damn best.
Hey, you going to crash the gates with us?
Do what?
You going to crash the gates of Area 51 with us? You coming?
What's that?
We're putting together a crew. Have you heard this?
No.
Over 800,000 people have signed up already to crash the gates of Area 51 to get the aliens out. See what's behind the glass door there. You want in?
No, we can't. We got to work.
Well, it's not till September.
Oh. So you're going to crash the gates to get the aliens out.
Saying it out loud so other people can hear it.
No, I don't think we're interested. Thank you.
All right, come on, I scoop you all up. How many you got there?
There's three of us that work here right now.
All right. And any one of those three interested?
Any of you three interested?
Crashing the gates.
Crashing the gates of Area 51 to get the aliens out.
You
I have one that might be interested.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Oh, hell yeah. All right, I'm going to come scoop him.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
108.
That's hilarious.
I had to work for that one, though. She wanted to hang up on me at the 30-second mark.
Oh, that was so funny.
That is so funny.
The part where she starts, like, saying out loud so everyone near her can hear what the topic is, and then she starts laughing.
You got to hear this dude.
Crash the gates of Area 51.
Everybody, look, I'm talking to her.
I'm pointing to the phone.
Just to be clear, three people in the country, because we called different states, three people in the country got a strange phone call from people asking if they were going to crash the gates. It's like a Netflix show. They're going to run into each other.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's so awesome. That was so crazy, man. And, by the way, scary that she revealed who's how many people's at
right.
the... Right. Like, I don't think I'd tell people how many people's, like, at the gas station. I don't
know. And how much cash you got in the register there. You got a safe in there? What's the code? The aliens need to know.
Are you following us on Instagram and Twitter? The MRL Show.
So I graduated from real estate school, and I never really got a chance to exchange a lot of details with my classmates. And we never, like, had a celebration. We never, like, had a graduation party. It was like, okay, yeah, well, you're now nationally and state certified. Good luck. And that's it. You know, that's it to it.
Right.
And so I thought it'd be a good idea for all of the classmates to come together, and we kind of have a little bit of a reunion.
Now, how long were you with these classmates? Like, how?
It was like a semester. It was long. And so I sent out an email to everyone in the class. I said, hey, tell me what days you're available. And I got a ton of days that were available.
How many people?
All in all, it was like 20, 30 people, but 15 people gave me the green light for this one day.
And they were all going to bring a plus one.
So it was 15 people invited that were RSVP'd, yes, and they were going to bring a plus one. So 30 people, and so that's a lot of people. I can't fit that. I live in a one-bedroom apartment.
Sure. We didn't even get the original invite because there was 30 people already.
I couldn't invite people here at the radio station. So I paid money to reserve a space. I've got catering. I got
the alcohol,
wine and liquor. I spent like almost $1,000 on this party so that we could all come together and see where we, you know, how did the summer go? How's everyone doing in real estate? Just learn about each other and
celebrate, most importantly.
Celebrate,
like you said.
Get to meet each other's like wives and stuff like that. And little by little, they started dropping off like flies in the beginning. Like 15 went down to 10. And I was like, okay, well, that's only, you know, that's only technically 15. It was 32, you know, it's only their plus one. So I had room to invite more people. So I invited you at the radio station. I invited everyone on the show. And I said, hey, come on. It was going to be this big reunion, but people are kind of dropping out. Let's just have a big party. Then the day of came and everyone backed out. One guy texted me at 11 a.m. and said he was working late.
By the way, even if it was late, like, what's late, 9?
Yeah.
I mean, you could have come afterwards, come straight from work.
People didn't want to come out because of the weather. Then one person, instead of telling me no, they told other people that were invited that they weren't coming, and then I had to find out about that through the grapevine. When I tell you, literally, all of the real estate agents that I invited to this reunion, all of them canceled. And I was so upset because I dropped $1,000 on this party, and I did a lot of effort to make sure people were available and that they would come and have a good time.
Somebody claim they had achy, breaky heart? Couldn't make it.
Oh, my gosh.
People were like, I got family coming in. I'm like, but when you told me this day was available, you didn't have family. You're supposed to block it off.
Yeah.
You're supposed to say, hey, family, don't come in. I have an occasion to go to. I paid good money for this party, and I was so upset because Friday I was getting everything together and doing errands to a party that I knew wasn't going to be successful, and I was spending all this money, and I was so upset. Like, Sterling came home. I said, there's a good chance that I'm going to cry by the end of this evening, just so you know. I was very angry.
Roy sent us a screenshot text at, what time was this? 5:30 on Friday. Yeah. And it says, hope your friends are coming to your party. I think the weather is changing my mind about going out. I'm so, multiple O's, sorry.
And let me tell you, it's a real thing when the weather hits and you don't want to go out. I get that. But when someone's like reserved the space and ordered catering and they've done their best to orchestrate a big event, I was so upset. So
let me just say that I'm so glad that those people didn't show up. One, because I was exhausted and didn't really feel like socializing. And two, it was more food and drinks for us.
It was. Yeah. We had a great time. I invited some friends. We had some people in the apartment come down.
By the way, Baby Cash was like on the pool table the whole time. Like, I'm like, Dash, you can't just let him up on tables.
Oh, he was just hanging out on top of the pool table? Yeah.
Oh, man, it was a good time.
Well, thanks for inviting us, man.
And I know that you guys came out of obligation because you felt bad that everybody canceled on my party.
But you're not alone. 704 texted in and said, Roy, I would have been there, but that happens to me almost every time I plan an event where I have 15 people, it usually just ends up being only two or three.
Seriously, and I really mean this, I will never attempt to organize a get-together with those real estate agents ever again.
Carrie from Rock Hill said send them a bill.
Want drama? We got drama. It's the Me, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
So I got to share with you guys. Somebody asked me to MC an event for them. It's like a mud race.
Fun. I've
they are
those.
Fun, like a Spartan sprint or like Tough Marine Mudder. Run.
So there's ways that people do things. People can go through the race, contact KISS 95.1 and say, hey, we have this race. We'd like to advertise if, you know, with you. And maybe you can send the radio station out, you know, with the van, music, and maybe an MC. And then the promotions department will come to us and say, hey, Manny, Roy, Loren, would you guys like to do this? That's part one of how radio works. Part two is you get somebody like this who's a friend of a friend who just goes, hey, Manny, I can pay you to do this. I just don't have the money to pay the radio station to come out.
They're not really looking for a big advertising. They just need someone to host an event.
Exactly. And that's the radio station has no problem with us doing things on the side as long as we tell them what's going on, right? So this is the first, it's a first time mud event in, I want to say Monroe. And it's a friend of a friend. And the friend says, you know, this guy wants you to MC it, but he can't pay you, so would you be willing to take this instead? And I was like, what? What?
What do they want to trade?
They know a guy who knows a guy who can get the good oil for your vape pen.
Good oil?
Yeah. How about that? And I was like,
this is like an organization that wants you to do something professional, but they're like,
I know a guy.
Yeah.
Colorado.
Yeah. This guy said, he goes, you got a vape pen? I go, no, I don't vape. What are you talking about? He goes, oh, well, he wants to pay you with this oil.
What?
I go, I can go get CBD anywhere. He goes, no, it's not CBD. I was like,
I can't believe they offered that.
I know. But I'm a parent, for God's sake.
Right. You have responsibility.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So what do I do?
So when's the event? When do you start again?
Roy, I thought it was the strangest thing. I was like, so now I'm just going to say no because I think it's completely, like, if that's what they're offering to pay me with, how's the mud race going to be? What, are they going through a river?
Sounds like it's
going
to be a great time.
Very earthy. Lots of...
The guy wants to pay me with oils. And I go, well, I don't have a pen. What do I do? I have to go buy the pen now? Now all of a sudden I'm down $20?
Yeah, you have to go buy all the product.
Yeah, just to collect my payment. So he's like, all right, well, what about, like, if we got you a bottle of your favorite bourbon or something like that, you know.
Oh, that's nice.
My mutual friend said. And I was like, all right, let me think about it. And then the date's like in July sometime, and it's a Saturday morning early. Mm-hmm. And what do? I get on the mic, and then all of a sudden they hand me the bottle of bourbon, and I go home. You know, my wife isn't down with that. My wife likes the green, like everybody else in the world.
We got bills, man.
We got bills.
Everyone's got bills.
And bourbon doesn't pay the bills. So I thought that was funny. Did anyone ever offer that to you guys?
No.
Right?
No.
I can honestly say that. But like, think about it.
You know, I've had people that's like hit us up for, hey, can you give me tickets? I don't have money for tickets, but I'll pay you with this.
Okay. I remember maybe in Memphis, somebody's like, my dad owns a bakery and I can get you hooked up with any cake or any like cupcakes that you want if you hook me up with the Justin Timberlake tickets or something.
Yeah, I've had that
offer. You're like, what? Yeah. I mean, that's not a bad offer.
I like cupcakes, but I don't know if the value's magic.
But then you feel stupid collecting, too. That's the other thing. Yeah. It's like the guy's going to hand me the whatever it is and be like, no, you know what, dude, keep it. It's
right.
It's all good.
No lie. I have a neighbor, a girlfriend who's a neighbor, and she's having some construction done to her house, but they weren't going to pay their contractor. They gave him an old work truck
in exchange
for the work.
I think a lot of handymen do that because it helps benefit them in the long run. All right. Let's talk with Ashley in Spartanburg.
Hey.
Hi, Ashley.
My girlfriend grandfather has beach houses, and I rent them out. And I have had people ask me if they can trade something for a couple of nights. One was, I have somebody I know who sells pumpkins, and they were like, hey, I'll give you some pumpkins if you give me a discount on the beach house.
Yeah.
And I've had people say, oh, like people who sell makeup, oh, I'll give you some makeup for a discount on the beach house. And I'm like,
that's not really how it works.
This is like a vacation. This is not like...
Right, you have to pay the mortgage on those beach houses and the electric and the keep up.
Yeah, like it's not like I just own this thing and I don't have to pay anything.
Could you imagine if you called your mortgage company and was like, hey, will you take makeup this month?
Yeah. You know, October's right around the corner. How would you like 20 pumpkins?
Right.
The office would look great. Thanks, Ashley. Delaney, Roy, and Lorraine Morning
Show. Seth, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. You sent us an email saying that you want to check up on your longtime girlfriend, Dana, your high school sweetheart?
Yeah, we've been together for a long time. And I always thought we had a good relationship, but lately I've been kind of questioning that.
But what makes you think that she's cheating on you?
So lately, Dana got this job as a nanny before, you know, the couple, they had three kids. She's been working a lot. And lately, what's been weird is that the dad of the kids has been staying home with her while she's supposed to be watching the kids. And that just started seeming kind of weird that why do they have this nanny, especially because the oldest is 14.
Yeah, but maybe he's working from home. My husband works from home, and our nanny stays home when I'm not there.
It's, you know, he comes home early, and she's been coming home a little bit later, and it seems a little bit interesting.
You think she's sleeping with the dad?
Possibly. I decided one day just to kind of, I wouldn't say check up. I was trying to be nice. I was going to come drop by her house and surprise her with some lunch. And when I knocked on the door, she wasn't there. The 14-year-old actually answered the door and told me that she went out to lunch with the dad.
Lorraine, is that weird?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so.
So I asked the 14-year-old where the restaurant is, she told me. And I went there.
Whoa.
And all I saw was them sitting at a table across from each other, just kind of staring into each other's eyes.
Did That's you walk up like a movie and go, well, 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 look who's here?
I didn't. I've confronted her on this before, and she thinks I'm crazy and has, you know, pretty much dismissed my concerns, saying that she loves me and that she would never do that or anything like that. But after that little incident, I just had to kind of call or figure out some way to check to make sure that she's being 100% faithful.
All right, let's
do it. I would
have
just walked up and sat down at the table and seen how they both started acting.
Yeah.
Or
here
you could do War of the Roses.
Yes, here
so
we are.
We're going to make that phone call to Dana.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Dana, please.
This is Dana.
Hi, Dana. My name is Sarah. I am calling from Flowers for You. We're a brand new romantic gift company in the area, and we're trying to get our name out there. So we are asking people on Instagram to tag their friends in our post, and we are randomly selecting people to get a dinner date or a lunch date, whichever you prefer. And it will include, of course, the meal, wine, and some little desserts to go along with it. But we just need to know, it has to be a dual thing. So if you are interested in this, I just need to know who you would be going to lunch or dinner with.
Oh, cute. Okay. So what do I need to, like, go to the website or something, or what?
No, we just ask that you tell somebody about our services. I just need to start by knowing if you would prefer a lunch or dinner date.
A lunch is fine.
Okay, great. Do you like red or white wine?
Depends. Red? I'll take red, I guess.
Okay, red. And also, who would you like to share this lunch with?
Just with my boyfriend.
Okay. What is his name?
Seth.
Okay.
You wouldn't want to maybe share it with your boss?
Just asking.
No.
Hey, it's the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. Dana, maybe you've heard of it, maybe you haven't, but it's War of the Roses.
Okay.
Seth's on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Dana.
He thought you might send a lunch date or share a lunch date with your boss as opposed to sharing it with him.
The dad for the family that you nanny for.
No, that's weird. Well, no, I would definitely, I mean, if I was going to go on a date, I'd take my boyfriend.
Yeah, but, you know, what was weird is you went to lunch with the dad.
That I went to lunch with the dad?
Yeah, and from what, you know, your boyfriend saw, it looked like you two were just, like, gazing into each other's eyes.
You looked a little romantic.
Hey, Dana, I'm a little... I'm happy, but a little surprised that you said that to me. I just have been really kind of nervous because of the working later, the dad's always coming home while you're there.
This is all in your head. This is so weird and so random.
Let me ask you this, though, Dana. Why go to lunch with the dad?
So I've already told you all this, that we're all going on the vacation for summer, and he wanted to go over some specifics with me. And I've already explained it to you. And now I'm starting to get irritated.
I just feel like it was a little inappropriate. You're supposed to be working, watching his kids, and you leave the house and left the kids at home with him.
So you've never gone on a meeting lunch with your boss or anybody that you work with to go over things just outside of the work area.
Sure, but I'm not also supposed to be watching his kids.
But that's my job. And so now I'm, no, but seriously, now I'm getting irritated because I've already explained this all to you. And we've gone over this, and it's really good money. I mean, it's ridiculous. And he needs to understand that. And we're trying to save money. And the point is, though, the trust is broken.
All right, so, dude, she has hours that's unpredictable, and sometimes she has to go do things. You just have to get over it.
And, Seth, not every nanny sleeps with her employer either. Like
that's such a Lifetime movie thing.
Okay, guys. I appreciate y'all's help.
You need to send me roses. Get it together.
From Belmont to Ballantyne, it's the Meanie Boy and Lorraine Morning Show and all the hits. Kiss 95.1.
Frank and Charlotte, welcome to the Meanie Boy and the Rim Morning Show. We just heard War of the Roses.
Yeah, man, and I think it sucks. Really.
Think the War of the Roses that we just aired sucked?
It does suck.
People have it rough enough. You know, I just switched to your station from another radio station. You're out of control, man. You're ruining people's lives.
Hang on, Frank. We're not ruining the lives. The people who are on War of the Roses, the cheater is the one who's ruining the relationship. We're just bringing light to it. They made the decision to cheat. We're not telling them to cheat.
I just gotta speak in behalf of the men.
Trying to understand how we're the problem when the cheaters are the problem.
And let me just make a point here, too. It's not just guys that cheat. Like, we call the women, too.
Yeah. But you know what? Do something nice for the guys. You know what I'm saying?
For the guys that are cheating?
Help them out. It's okay. Everybody makes mistakes, man. You know?
Okay.
They make mistakes what's wrong is wrong. What's right is right. But hey, you know, get off this thing and give the men a break.
Frank, let's be clear too about one thing. The person who thinks they're being cheated on reaches out to us. We don't reach out to them. We have an email stack, Frank. We can show you. Every time we air one of those segments, we get probably 10 to 20 emails from people, and that's on the low end.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So what should we say? No, we don't want to help you. We're helping people.
No. You're not helping nobody, man. You know what I'm saying? You should give away a truck.
Thanks for cheating. Here's your truck.
I do agree we should give away a truck, just not to the cheater. I'd love to give one away on the radio.
Oh, man, you know, everybody has little dark secrets, and we're all human.
I don't disagree that people make mistakes. People do make mistakes. And we've had plenty of people come on our show, and we catch them cheating, and they realize what's going on in the relationship. They work on it, and they're still together. That is a real thing. But at the end of the day, Mania's right. They contact us because the cheating's been going on behind someone's back, and we bring light to it.
Don't nobody care, man. It's one of our highest rated segments,
Frank.
Nobody cares. You're getting ratings. You don't care about
Frank.
You don't care about the men, man.
Frank, are you married?
I was.
And then did you get divorced?
Yeah.
You cheated, didn't you, Frank?
Well, that's none of your business.
Frank, thanks for listening to the Manny Roy and Lorenz
so
show.
Sore about it.
We're not going to listen to you no more, guys.
Yes, you are. You're saying that, Frank, but you will. I have a truck. I'll take you for a ride in it.
Yeah, don't hold your breath.
All right, dude. Whoa. Oh, my God. Nicole, pick up on Frank and get his number so we can have him back on again.
I don't want to lose the guy as a listener. He's a fun character.
He goes, I think you should give away a truck.
Yeah, you just cheated.
But congratulations. We're going to hit you up with a new Dodge Ram. Yeah.
So that way you can pick up your new girlfriend and go to a date.
If you cheat, you get a truck. You know what? I couldn't judge whether Frank was upset at us, because I think at first he thought we, like, meddled in the relationship.
Yeah.
And that's just not true, as people who listen to the MRL show know. Then I thought, well, now he's mad because we air the War of the Roses, and there's so much negativity in the world as it is, so we don't need to hear that. But that's not even what he was mad at.
No.
Then he starts going down the rabbit hole of, give the guys a chance, man. They cheated. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
And it's like, the big deal is that they're in relationships. That's all we're trying to tell people with War of the Roses. If Roy's dating Loren, then wants to start dating me, you better tell Loren that you want to start dating me before you start dating me, Roy.
Right. Amen, sister.
That's what you got to do.
At the very least. And by the way, that's 100% serious. That's what's going on behind the scenes here.
Yeah, they all date each other. That's actually how we all started. We're on a big date.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Frank.
I want his opinion on a lot of things.
See, I do too.
I want to, like, get his opinion on, gosh, everything. I'm sure we could ask him about the weather and he'd go 20 minutes about it.
Yeah, the phone's ringing again and Nicole's on. I wonder if that's Frank calling back. Frank, give us your number.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, let's bring in Shelly. Shelly, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi, thanks.
Hi, so you want to find love for your mom.
I do. Yeah, she totally deserves it.
Shelly wants to find a date for her mommy. Tell us a little bit about Sally.
So she's a nurse in a doctor's office over in South Park. She's taller than the average woman, so sometimes that makes it difficult to find a guy.
How tall?
She's 5'10". She's 5'10". So,
she's 6'4".
You know. Yeah, I mean, it could be worse, right? It could be worse. But she's beautiful. She kind of looks like Captain Zeta Jones, but taller, I guess.
Hmm. I got to remind myself.
Oh, Captain Zeta Jones is beautiful.
I think I have a vision in my head, but.
Dark hair, dark eyes, all skin.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, very pretty.
She's very pretty.
All right. Let's say hi to Brittany in Gastonia, Roy and Loren.
Brittany?
Hey.
Hi. So you're on the phone with Shelly. So you think you found someone for Shelly's mom?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, the connection's there. Why not?
All right. And you're obviously calling on behalf of someone.
Yeah, it's my dad. My dad was married, and his wife passed away, like, maybe about 2 or 3 years ago. And he's out of the dating loop, so since he was married for so long. And he doesn't even know where to start. And we created him a Facebook, so maybe that would help him. And he's not really, like, computer technology, like, great at that. So he's like, I don't know how to work this thing. And so he tried to talk to the girls, but he just doesn't know, like, how to really do that anymore because he's been out of the loop for so long.
Well, you're doing it for him, Brittany.
Yeah, exactly. And I told him, I said, well, I'm going to find you some.
Okay, well, just, tell, like, Shelly a little bit about your dad.
Okay, well, he's in his 50s, and he's a great guy. He goes to church, and he's tall. He has dark hair and, like, greenish color eyes. He works hard. Him and his wife at the time, you know, that passed away, when they separated, he was still, he still helped her out. He still did things for her. So he's like a caring guy.
Okay.
They ended up getting back together. And then she passed away like a little while, like a few years later.
Brittany, to date.
That's the thing I was going to say. Yeah. Stop bringing up the ex in front of Shelly.
Yeah, if somebody was trying to hook me up and the ex kept coming up,
That's how the guy is.
Okay.
Yeah, he's, he has two daughters, and he has grandkids.
Okay.
He's just, even if it's not, doesn't work out as a relationship, why, he's just looking for, somebody to talk to and somebody, so they may have dinner with.
Okay. All right. Here's what we'll do. There's other people that we're going to get to, Brittany. We'll put you back on hold. Give us your number, and then we'll pass that along to Shelly, and then you guys can play middle people for mom and dad.
Okay.
All right. Right, Shelly? That's the best plan
I
guess.
Yeah, that sounds great. Sounds great.
I also love how, the kids have turned into dating agents.
Right.
Hey, listen, you talk to my people, I talk to your people, we'll work out a deal.
Real quick, Drake in Mount Holly, you got 60 seconds. Talk to Shelly about your dad.
Real quick, he's 6 foot, he's an engineer, he works uptown, he has no clue I'm doing this, I'm just driving into work, thought it'd be a perfect situation. He's 53, he's got dark hair, been divorced twice, living on his own. He's got a couple cars, motorcycle, campers. Birthday's this weekend. He's going camping. Real down-to-earth guy.
Panthers fan?
He's a Steelers fan.
Oh, Drake. Can he lie?
Listen, I like the Steelers too, but we need to be a Panthers fan.
Is that a deal-breaker, Shelly, you think, or no?
I mean, at least he likes football. As long as he doesn't try and make her fan, it'll be fine.
We're going to put Drake back on hold. Now, here's the deal, Shelly. There's a bunch of people on hold that we can't get to right now. What we'll do is we'll give them your info, and then we'll have them contact you. But will you get back in touch with us and let us know if anything good comes of this?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because if nothing else, it's 10 minutes of wasted radio time, and then we'll be in our boss's office.
I don't know. We're getting text messages. Someone said this is way better than Tinder. At least you're being judged on your actual personality.
Yes, no looks. You're right.
All right, Shelly, thanks for reaching out. Hold on, and we'll get you more information, okay?
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah.
What a wonderful daughter. Really?
Yeah, trying to find love for mom, yeah.
Mom's not ready to date on Tinder, not having any luck on the dating websites, so she turns to us. Why not?
Wake up. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Wake up. It's 95.1.
Producer Nicole is going to march three people in here whose names we don't know, she says. But we found an article on ways to find someone's name when you don't know it.
Number one, ask them for their Instagram handle.
That's good.
Maybe they'll give really a clue on what their name is there. How do you spell your name is a good thing to ask them.
But that could totally backfire.
Is Ron outside?
And then the other cool thing is to introduce them to someone that they've never met before, which is going to be great for us because in the studio we have intern Trevor and nobody knows you.
Okay, so for each one of the three people that come in, we'll do one. So let's first do what's your Insta handle?
Okay.
Hey!
Hi.
What is
up? Come on, right here on the microphone.
Good morning.
What's going on, man?
I'm just hanging in there for a Friday, learning a lot of stuff.
Pumped up?
Cool. I am.
Pumped up for the weekend?
I am very pumped up.
What are you doing this weekend?
We are going to dinner with some friends on Saturday, and then I can't tell you what I'm doing Sunday because my wife doesn't know yet.
Oh.
But it has to do with Statesville.
Okay. Well, maybe we can follow it later, like watch Sunday. We'll check your Instagram and see what's going on. What's your Instagram handle?
I don't have an Instagram.
Okay.
What about Facebook?
Oh, I have Facebook.
What's your Facebook? Are you going to put something on there?
Yeah, I'll post something on there.
What is your Facebook?
I think it's just my name. I don't know.
Oh, you don't have like the at?
No.
Thing?
Do you spell your name? Just spell your name for us.
Adam.Turner.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Everybody can go to that Insta. .Turner?
I think that's what it's under, yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Yeah. All right, Adam.
Will you follow us back?
I think I'm already following you guys.
Have fun this weekend in Statesville, buddy.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, dude.
We'll see what happens.
All right. Later. That was awesome.
That could have gone horribly wrong because he didn't have an Insta.
You can spell your name.
Adam. His name is Adam.
Is that with a D or with a T?
Yeah.
A-T-O-M? No.
So are you going to try that one again?
No. You do one now. I had no idea who that was. I'd never seen that guy before, by the way.
Me neither.
All right. Hey, Nicole. Cool. See what's going on around the building.
Hey. Is this your first time on the air with us?
It is.
That's a problem. We need to make that more of a thing.
I know. Hey, have you met our intern Trevor yet?
No. Nice to meet you.
It's Trevor. What is it exactly that you do here?
I'm a sales coordinator.
Yeah.
So I do everything.
Yeah.
So anything that the salespeople need,
so
I can help them.
If Trevor needs help with anything, how does he reach to you? How does he? Because he
how
just
does he
met
get you? To you. Yeah.
Right. Come to my desk or email me, call me, whatever you need.
What's your email?
That's a good question.
Just your name?
Yeah. Name dot first name dot last name.
Okay. The company is the email.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. All right. So you know that, Trevor, right? I guess we need something.
Now you can find it.
All right. Well, listen, it's great to have you on the show with us.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing all you do with the sales staff. Seriously. If anybody wants to advertise with Beasley, reach out to us. We'll put you in touch with the right people.
Yes. We'll forward that along.
All right.
Thanks.
We'll see you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
That failed miserably.
That didn't go well.
Failed miserably.
Who is she?
And we still don't know her name.
And by the way, I just jammed up the printer yesterday, and I'm pretty sure they called over a sales assistant to help me.
I think that's Amanda. Is that Amanda?
Yeah.
Ah! What's the last technique?
Well, we've done them all.
Really? We've only done
three.
We did two together, so I think we should specifically ask somebody to spell their name.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey.
Hi.
Ooh.
Hi.
Is that some new ink you got on your arm?
It is.
Cool. Pony up right to that microphone. Yeah.
How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good. Wait. We're good.
You know, I've worked many events with you. What? What? How would you describe your job? Like, what's your job title? Promotions?
Yeah.
Just promotions? Okay. Yeah. So we've done like she'll set up tents and help orchestrate events
for people who because you're always out and about, like doing things. Can people follow you on socials?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your social?
My Instagram is Nikki Sampson 21.
Is it Nikki KKI?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Oh, great.
Okay. There Nikki Sampson 21, you guys. You can follow our promotions assistant as she's out and about.
Well, Nikki, we do appreciate everything you do, and we just kind of wanted to get to we found ways to get to know the staff better, and we just wanted to chat with you. But thank you so much for joining us, Nikki.
Oh, well, that one worked.
Great.
Boy, you two would be lost without Daddy
gosh.
Over here.
And by the way, I've worked with her many times. I've done events with her at least like 5-6 times.
Y'all, I hate to break this to you, but Nikki is not her name. Her first name is Kristen.
Then who's Nikki?
Nicole is her middle name.
Oh, okay. So my question was, we've all worked with her before. Were we introduced to her originally as Nikki or Kristen?
Kristen.
Oh, this is a disaster.
It is.
That's the one person that we work closest with.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's usually one-on-one with her.
I've worked with her like 5 times now.
I'm so embarrassed. He used to
call me on my cell phone. Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling. He used to call me on my cell phone. Now, Roy's Random Survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Is this Sharon or Sharon?
It's Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Yes, hi. It's Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. I'm glad I got you on the phone. I'm glad you're in such a good mood. We're going to knock out your paperwork here. It's just a few questions.
Okay.
Now, if you hear any noises in the background, don't worry. We're just getting some construction done.
Okay.
All right, so let's start things off here. So have you ever been trapped in a well?
No.
And how often do you get cut off at the buffet line?
Not often.
Not often. Okay. Well, good for you. Is your diamond in the rough?
I don't think so.
Now, let me ask you, do you actually have to bring a shotgun to a shotgun wedding? Is that like a requirement?
No, I don't think so.
Do you live a stone's throw away from something? You have to speak up, Sharon. It's very noisy here. The construction site.
Oh, God.
No, I don't think so.
Do you know anyone that's a sheep in wolf clothing?
Definitely.
What about a wolf in sheep's clothing?
Probably, yes.
Are you a sight for sore eyes?
Yeah. Are you just listing off a bunch of cliche sayings?
All for one, one for all.
All for one?
You know, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah.
Does a stitch in time save none?
I don't know about that.
What does that even mean, by the way?
I was going to ask you that myself.
Okay. she was going to ask me that. And, okay. Listen, any friend of yours is a friend of mine.
Okay, I believe that.
The world's your oyster.
Yeah, they told me that before.
Happy as a clam.
Yeah.
Yes, I can be.
Mm-hmm. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Okay.
Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
Oh, no, you lost her.
I thought she was having fun.
Me too.
By the way, I would like to take some credit for that. On the skill saw was me, Manny.
Thank you for being the construction worker.
She didn't even hinder her from answering. She didn't even ask about it.
Nope.
I would have hung up the moment I heard a saw.
Great job.
We're all one giant dysfunctional family. Brady, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Entered Sydney on with the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show.
Hi.
So we heard that you got a big old job and it didn't go so well. You cried on your first day.
Yeah, I cried my entire lunch break.
Oh my gosh.
It was a whole hour.
What happened?
Well, to let people know also, like, we're not talking about here because we don't pay Sydney.
Yeah, right.
This is a paying job where she.
Yeah, this is just an internship.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a new job. It was a new place. I don't like change. It was way smaller than the store I was at before and everything was just different. Everyone was rude and nobody wanted to talk to me, and I was like, oh my god,
really?
What's so interesting,
like, I'm not like this.
Is Sid works at a big box store, so she just moved from one store to the next, so it's not like she started a new job with all new
with a new company.
With a new,
it's the
company.
Same company. Yeah. A different position.
You just slid from store to store.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if that's a thing. Like, I wonder if people, like, don't like when someone slides from one store to another under the same umbrella.
I think it'd be great because it's not some newbie that has to relearn everything.
Yeah.
It's somebody that knows what's what. And so, like, just your coworkers weren't like.
But right. Think, if did you come in promoted, like, above other people?
I came in with a raise.
Yeah.
Hey,
so
but would
maybe
they know that?
I don't know.
Maybe they're not supposed to know it.
I mean, every time I get a raise, I don't tell you guys.
So you walk in and, like, who is like rude to you right away? Like, I mean, don't give names, but, like,
yeah.
Like management, people above you were rude to you? Or
I mean, they were just kind of, like, looking at me funny. They were like, do you know this? And I'm like, I know all of this stuff. I was like, you don't have to reteach me anything at all. And then, like, I couldn't log into anything. Only, like, two people were nice to me.
Wow.
Out of the whole store.
So when did you cry?
I cried on my lunch break. So I was in, like, 4 hours in, and then I got in my car and I called my mom.
Oh, no. I'm
sorry. So are things better now? Are they getting better? Or was it so bad that you're like, nope, taking me back to my old store?
I've already asked to go back to my old store.
Really?
That bad?
It was really bad. It was, like, the first day, and I was telling my mom, I was like, I don't want to go back in there. And I was crying my eyes out.
Can you imagine?
I cried all my makeup off.
Like, things were so bad that our poor intern Sid is crying. Was there one person in particular who, like, is still rubbing you the wrong way?
It's like all of them are just rubbing me the wrong way.
Oh, it's clicky. You guys, you're not in their group, so they're
like a little gang. And I'm like, y'all have to be like that towards me. Like, I'm nice. So
have you made an attempt to be accepted by them? Like, have you gone out of your way to be like?
I mean, I help them out. So, like, if they have, like, a page or something that they call to get, like, help or something, I'll go and help somebody out.
Make your own clique. Make your own group. We have, like, cliques here at the radio station, and I know that I'll never be in them, so that's why I got my own group.
Every time Roy joins our clique, we make a new one.
Yeah. They're trying to get away from me.
Sid, I hate that.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear something else heartbreaking?
What?
You ready for another heartbreaking part of the story?
You know more?
Yeah. Tell them why you moved stores. You told me.
In the first place?
In the first place. Doesn't have to do with us?
I know what you're talking about. So, I totally forgot about that. Uh-huh. I have to wake up at 3:30 in the morning to be here by 5,
right.
Which is outrageous.
Right.
But I wake up at 3:30.
Wait a minute. Is that a complaint?
No.
Okay. All right.
It's not.
All right.
No, but I wake up at 3:30 in the morning, and then the night before, my manager before, she would schedule me till, like, 10 o'clock, and I'd always try to hop out early at, like, 9:30 because it'd take me like 30 minutes to get home. So I would be like getting home at around 10:30 and waking up at 3:30.
I'm piecing it together.
So this is our fault.
Whole thing is our fault.
No, it's not.
So she slid stores because that store was going to let her get out early and change her hours. The store that she was at wasn't letting her do that.
I mean, I needed a better schedule anyway because during the week I'm super busy because I have another job.
Yeah.
and I'm a full-time student. So it was really crazy. That job, the schedule-wise, it just wasn't working out.
I feel like I want to call down there. Have a little chit-chat with the manager.
I think I'm going to stay out of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's already our fault, so maybe we should intervene. I don't know.
I feel connected to the story. Yeah.
But is that like mom and dad calling for you then? You kind know what of. I mean? Call the school. Yeah. I know.
Sydney can do it. She's already, so you're going to go back to the other store?
I want to. I really want to. Just because I know everybody. The hours are the only bad thing. And my previous manager, she was like, well, did she only need a weekend position? Because my mom worked with me, too.
Let me ask you this. So the previous manager that wouldn't let you leave early because you had to come do this internship, are they a fan of John Boy and Billy? Like, do they hate me?
I don't hate you guys.
And it's always even more depressing when you're eating food and crying. It's
like,
just a horrible.
I was like, Mom, I don't want to go back.
Girl, just eat your feelings. It's fine.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.